The Nationals take on the Giants. Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland each appealing their suspensions of 4 and 6 games respectively after Monday's benches clearing incident. When the game begins, the Nats let their bats do the talking.
One strike offering. Curveball, a hanger, lined into left center. That's a base hit into the gap, and it will go through all the way to the wall near the 382 sign. Turner in to score, heading for second Zimmerman, and he's in there with a double. In fact, he's number 10, the pitch. Line drive into right field. That's going to fall. Base hit. Zimmerman's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw-in from Ruggiano. The ball is offline up the third baseline, caught by Posey, and he sweeps around, tries for the tag, but Zimmerman is by him, and he scores. And on the throw to second base goes Murphy, and it is 2-0 Washington. Now the pitch. And a base hit up the middle into center field. Taylor rips around third, heads home. Up with the ball is Hernandez. The throw home is too late. 3-0 Washington. Here's the stretch. Two men on, two men out. The pitch. Swing. There's a smash down the left field line. Hooking into the corner. Fair ball! Hit one, hops the wall beneath the foul pole. One run in. Racing around third, Hernandez. And he scores as the throw is cut off. Orlando Caliste, after getting his first major league hit in the first inning, gets his first major league RBIs here in the second inning. And the Giants are on the board for the first time in the series. It is 3-2, Washington.
Morris trying to get out of this mess. Three straight singles and the bases are loaded in the pitch. So he's got a bouncing ball up the middle of base hit. Murphy's going to score. Here comes Rendon. He's going to score. And that's four straight hits for the Nationals. And it's now 5-2.
The Giants have now lost 6 of 8 to fall to 22-31 for the year. Here's the manager, Bruce Bochy.
You give their lineup credit. I mean, they had some long at bats. I thought the Shark did a great job of battling out there and keeping us in that game. Unfortunately, you're at 100 pitches in 4 innings. It's now you need to be a little cautious. So we had to hit for him there, but he was competing and doing a great job of that to keep us in the game. And we made a 1-run game, and then the 3-run inning, that made it an uphill climb there for us. Not handling the bunt didn't help things. And, they put the ball in play. And, the grounders got through tonight when they didn't hit the ball hard. Just a good night. They're a tough lineup. And that's good things happen when you put the ball in play. We had some strikeouts.
Were you pretty pleased with Calixte's game?
Yeah, he really did a nice job, didn't he? Thought he had good at bats. It's nice to get a hit your first time up, leading off the game. Of course, he drives in 2 runs. He pulls the ball down the line. I thought he had a great at bat. He took a 3-2 pitch, and they get the benefit on that call. That would have put the bases loaded. Nooney ended up doubling the next inning, so that could have got us back in the game. You don't know, but I thought he had a good at bat laying off that pitch, but unfortunately it went their way. But the kid did. He's probably wondering where he's going to play because he was in left, center, and right tonight, but did a good job.
The extent of Morse's injury in the circumstances, how long you might miss him here?
Yeah, Michael, he came out for BP. He felt worse after, doing some baseball activities. He did take the test, and he didn't pass it. So it was a no-brainer to put him on a concussion DL. He showed symptoms and failed the test, so that's a no-brainer. And we're hoping it's 7 days, and we'll wait and see. But he's not feeling very well right now, and we'll check on him tomorrow. But he's got a break right now, and that's the unfortunate thing about these brawls you have. Guys are running in, they're trying to break it up, and here he gets hurt, trying to break things up, and so he's down for a while.
Do you know if it was the initial hit or it looked like he also took a knee when he was in that pile?
I'm pretty sure it's an initial hit. When you see those two collide, I mean, he caught it in the side of the face, the jaw area, and he took a good shot, and that's a big man that hit him, Samardzija. So, I'm not surprised, to be honest. When you watch that collision, it's pretty violent, and so, you know, for him to be on the concussion list, I don't think it shocks any of us. We were worried about him yesterday. He did not want to do any tests, said he was fine, but he felt it when he came in today.
No pregame warnings by the umpires, and
as
you expected, no brush pass about back pitches?
You know, they're a class team over there, you know, and I think they kind of understood, you know, the whole situation. It's not who we are, and you know, they're trying to win ball games just like us. So, you know, it's a great thing that we put this behind us and don't have another incident. And so it's a clean game. They beat us. You know, that's a credit to them and the class they have.
Just given the amount of bullpen you had to use today, I mean, might you have to use Strickland tomorrow? Would you have any reservations about that?
No, I got him up. He was getting up there at the end. No, he's on the staff. He's on the pitch. It could be tomorrow against them. George needed a day. He got a needed day off. I think the rest of them could pitch tomorrow, to be honest.
The Giants will try to avoid the sweep to Washington on Wednesday when Matt Cain makes the start against Max Scherzer.